hit you yet, or when did it hit you, or do you think you have to wait to get on the field before it hit you, this whole experience?
No, I mean, it definitely hit me as soon as I landed in New York. You know, right away, the city took me by surprise, and how cool it is around here, how nice everybody is. You know, as soon as I got into the actual facilities, and now you got people, you know, telling you where to go and what to do, and it's just like, all right, I'm back. It's football time again, and yeah, I'm definitely excited.
Coach was talking about sort of starting right at the beginning, please and thank yous, push your chair in, and stuff like that. What does that say about the atmosphere here?
It just speaks so much about the program. You know, when you have attention to detail, you know, a lot of things are going to go really, really smooth. And I like how, you know, they are attention to detail and like us, everybody doing the same thing and everybody doing things right. I think that's part of the structure that you need to win games, and I'm all about it, and I love it.
Phil, you have a preference, left guard or right guard?
No preference. I'll play wherever coaches want me to play. You know, I'm here to help out the team in any way. They want to put me at kicker, I'll kick the ball. You know, I did play soccer for a little bit, so I can help there. But now wherever coaches want me, that's where I'll be.
Well, have you had an opportunity to meet any of your teammates yet? And if so, have they given you any advice as to what to expect, how to, you know, perform or anything like that for this weekend?
Yeah, so I haven't met any actual vets yet, but all the rookies that are here, yeah, I've gotten to know a few guys. Some of them I already knew from the Senior Bowl and even the Combine. But, yeah, we clicked here right away. I feel real comfortable already, and this is my first day. And a lot of the guys here are on the same page with the same goals and the same mindset as me. So it makes it real easy to get along, and, you know, we're having fun with it already.
Have you heard about Christine, been told about Christine, or do you know anything about him? I mean, he's a guy who's offensive lineman, guard, drafted in the same spot as you, one of the greatest Giants linemen. Have you been told that, or do you know about him?
You know, I'm trying to, as much as I can, fill any kind of shoes that, you know, I'm expected to. I know I have a lot of expectation here, and I want to, you know, fulfill it to 100% and to the best that I can do.
Well, what kind of, you know, obviously you can't physically beat people up here today, this weekend, but what can you show the coaches, you know, in terms of, you know, not actually hitting people?
Well, the first thing is that you're adaptable. You're adaptable to, you know, going from what you know and what you've been taught for the past 5 years, 4 years, and being able to transition into, even though it's still a sport of football, there's a lot of details that you need to be able to adjust to, and the style of coaching that the coaches have here and the way they want you to do things. I think that's the most important. And then after that, it's just, you know, showing the same person you were that for what the reason why they brought you down here. Show them that, you know, you're still that guy that gives that all-out effort, that wants to play, that has passion for the sport. And, you know, show them that and improve day by day, too, which shows, you know, your coachability.
Well, I would assume you met Saquon here just the other day or yesterday or something. That's the first time you met him?
No, the first time I met him was at the Combine, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw him again here. We recognized each other right away. And he had already reached out to me before before I even landed in New York. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Do you kind of like walk in front of him all the time because trying to get used to what's going to be your life?
I just try to tell him to follow me wherever I go, you know. I'll wait for him to get his food, and then he'll walk right behind me. Yeah, I'm trying to get used to it.
So if I try to go talk to Saquon alone,
you would have to talk to him behind me. Yeah, like just walk across.
Yeah. There goes that conversation.
Hey, Will, you have a reputation for being a little, should I say, playing with edge on the field. Do you consider yourself like a nasty guard, and is that something you want to bring on the field?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think every player should be referred to as, if you're a football player, you should be referred to a nasty, you know, on the edge player. I think that's the way everybody should play. I think that's, you know, the reason why the sport is so popular. And yeah, I definitely consider myself that, and I think everybody should be exactly that.
Harbin, you're telling you, please and thank you is the most important thing, and you've got to then take that on the field. Is that hard to be the guy that they're saying, say please and thank you right away, but then get on the field and be this other guy?
No, it's not hard at all. I mean, it's kind of like a split personality deal. Like, I don't purposely try and change, but just as soon as that helmet comes on, it's just a completely different mindset. You know, I'm still, you know, I can say please and thank you on the field too, maybe after, you know, I've done my job, but definitely different difference there.
What was it like with that helmet? You got to try it on yesterday, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I got to try it on yesterday. Well, I mean, first I started looking at it for a little while because, you know, it was the first NFL helmet I'd ever held in my hand. So that was pretty cool. And then, I mean, as soon as it came on, same thing. Nothing's changed. Come out here and play with the same intensity as I always did.
The view from the inside is the same, I guess, right?
Yeah, same thing. I think the face mask color was different from UTEP, but same thing.